Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Clock. The update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle. New Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Court rulings galore on President Trump's authority to impose tariffs.
24 hours after a federal judge blocked President Trump's sweeping tariffs, saying they were an overreach of a president's executive power, a federal appeals court now stepping in, hitting pause on the order. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit granting what's called an administrative stay, allowing the tariffs to continue while the legal battle plays out. The court has set a briefing schedule through June 9th. The White House calling that move a positive development.
It's ABC's Zorin Shaw. President Trump plans to hold a Pennsylvania rally today to celebrate a deal between Japan-based Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel, which he says will keep the iconic steelmaker in U.S. hands. Details of the agreement have not yet been released. Bernie Kerik, who served as New York City's police commissioner following 9/11 and later pleaded guilty to tax fraud before being pardoned, has died. He was 69. This is ABC News. More graphic testimony in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial in New York. The music mogul's former personal assistant, testifying under the pseudonym Mia, says Combs sexually assaulted her numerous times. ABC's Aaron Katursky is covering the trial.
Mia's going to be back on the witness stand. She has already recounted several instances of violence and violent sexual assault. Perhaps there's more to come, and then she's going to be cross-examined. We expect that would take much of the day because the defense is going to try and say that she was in a professional relationship with Sean Combs for 8 years. She had points where maybe there were red flags. She said the first day she met Sean Combs, he was in his underwear. And why did she stay in that professional relationship for so long?
Google is returning to federal court today, trying to fend off the Justice Department's attempt to topple its dominance in the search engine market, which some say is a monopoly. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay it forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and Champ VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
5 minutes after 7, 48 degrees on a Friday morning as we get set to close out May this weekend and bring in the month of June. We'll share with you this weekend's forecast coming up next.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize, a three-night getaway to Lac de Flambeau, plus more prizes including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45 and available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 80 with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening. Isolated showers or thunderstorms in the early evening. Otherwise comfortable and a low of 50. Mostly sunny and pleasant Saturday and a high of 77. Mainly clear and crisp Saturday night, a low of 47. And 80 Sunday with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm by evening. Right now in Richland Center, after a low of 43, it is 48 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Be aware, an air quality alert was issued by the National Weather Service in effect until 6 Saturday morning now because of wildfire smoke out of Canada. Welcome to Friday, 9 minutes after 7. Here's Jimmy Buffett and Martina McBride.
Hear them singing happy birthday. Better think about the wish I make. This year gone by ain't been a piece of cake.
It's good to know.
time will tell if it was time well spent. It's another revelation.
Celebrating what I should have done with these souvenirs of my trip around the sun. I'm just hanging on while this whole world keeps spinning. And it's good to know it's out of my control.
Yes, I'll make a resolution
that I'll never make another one.
Just enjoy this ride on my trip around the sun. Just enjoy this
Some things to celebrate today. It's National Creativity Day, World MS Day. It's also National Heat Awareness and National Mint Julep Day. That sounds refreshing. And it is Water of Flower Day today as well. Well, maybe some natural water if we get a slight shower a little bit later on today. We'll see. Otherwise, I'll be out with my little watering can. Here is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, a WRCO Country and Community.
I beg your pardon, Mama, what did you say? My mind was drifting off on Martinique Bay. It's not that I'm not interested, you see. Augusta, Georgia is just no place to be.
I think Jamaican in the moonlight, sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, Mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Keep on talking, Mama, I can hear your voice, it tickles down inside of my ear. I feel a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer.
I think Jamaican in the moonlight, sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, Mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Voila, an American dream, where we can travel, girl, without any means.
When it's as easy as closing your eyes and dream Jamaica is a big neon sign.
Falling down, I think a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer. And
voila, an American dream. Yeah, we can travel, girl, without any means. When it's as easy as closing your eyes and dream Jamaica is a big neon sign. Just think Jamaica. Sandy beaches drinking rum every night.
From the first school dance to the last school bell, every moment has led to this. Congratulations to the Hillsboro High School graduates. Sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Joan Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, Geary Land Transportation, and Meyer Oil and LP.
Summer we'd go down to Cancun, but no money makes that kind of hard to do. Forget the beach, I'd rather be here with you playing croquet. Okay, maybe that's not true.
Shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swimming sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all ends Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them, we are Wisconsin nice, and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Your first choice for better health.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics has an award-winning stroke program recognized by the American Heart Association. They consistently use evidence-based treatments to help patients, putting work into practice. Do you know your stroke risks? Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, young man.
Long time no see.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, last night, I guess it was.
Right around 12 hours, a little over, or a little under 12 hours. Yeah.
You stopped back in Nodgeville after your game. You were where, Barneville?
I was in Barneville, yeah. I had Fenimore in Barneville for baseball. So, Barneville looks tough.
Mm-hmm. They're good in about every sport, I think. Aren't
they? They're pretty good. So.
Anyway, some nice wins last night. Congratulations to Ithaca Regional Championship and Richland Center Regional Championship.
Yep.
And
basketball, the Bulldogs.
Baseball.
They got a win. Mm-hmm. Nice job. Nice job to James Marks and the staff in basketball.
I predicted it. I told you basketball could be the
I would not want to play them.
Yep. So we'll see.
So no, but nice job to them. That was a big win for the baseball team. So very proud of James. So
right, and the Richland Center game we talked about a little
bit.
Oh
my goodness!
There is an appeal, from Dodgeville, but I'm not sure that.
I don't think it's here's the issue with the appeal. If it was unfair, the appeal would go through, but it was fair both ways, and that's how I look at an appeal. Did the umpires make it unfair for one team or another? And they did not. Were the umpires wrong in their decision? Yes, they were. Yes.
Yeah. Well, again, for listeners that don't know, the umpires talked to both head coaches before the game and said, if we go to extra innings, we will use ghost runners, which means you put a runner at second base to start the inning, correct, like the majors do.
Right.
And, again, takes a lot to befuddle me because I've seen so many softball games. And when they did it, I'm like, what is going on?
Right.
Because we didn't do it on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. We had a 9-inning game on Tuesday night.
So I don't think that, and this is just my thinking, and Dodgeville has every right to appeal the game because the rules wasn't followed accordingly. And I think that Richland Center would do the same if the shoe was on the other foot. But I just don't, since it was fair both ways, I don't see how they can overturn that.
Yeah, both teams had the same opportunity
right.
to score.
Right.
And Richland Center did, and Dodgeville didn't.
So. Right. So, yeah. And that's just the way. And Kyrie Fisher, what a pitcher she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's impressive. Now, I had her in a scrimmage before the season started, and she's a pretty impressive pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Well, but she and the whole team have just gone up and they're just drastically from that point.
The Carly Meaden kid, unreal. Mm-hmm. She is a leader.
Chloe Darling.
Right at the top of the order. Oh, my goodness. They're just fun. They're just stacked.
Fun team.
Yeah, without question. And nice job, and congratulations to the coaches, because they've done a heck of a job.
When I was interviewing Chloe and Carly afterwards, too, I made the comment, before the game, they're singing. They go up for the meeting of the captains and the five seniors. They're skipping, holding hands and skipping, you know? And I'm like, man, that's what it's all about. It's supposed to be fun.
Right.
So that's good to see.
Yeah, without question. And then Madeline, the catcher. Sweet kid. Mm-hmm. Good catcher.
Maddie McGlynn.
She's a pretty good catcher. So
yeah.
Well, I'm not meaning to forget anybody. It's just those girls are pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Good luck to all the teams.
Yes.
Again, it just befuddles us that everything has to be on the same day and why they can't figure out a way.
It's unreal how they do that.
And I think some of it in defense of the WIA is track. You know, because you have some small schools where both athletes, they're competing in both sports.
But isn't that on a Friday?
That's today, but that's why they wouldn't want to schedule baseball today.
But there was a Wednesday on this week.
There was a Wednesday. That's my point.
Yeah.
They should have used it because they're playing Wednesday next week. So what's the difference?
What's the difference? Apparently, there's a difference from one week to another.
Apparently, they don't listen to poor old Phil Neame.
Well, apparently, it's like the way you run it around here. Henry, we didn't do that last week, but we're going to do it this week. Oh, I tell you what.
You know what?
Trying to stay on top of the policies and procedures that you give us on a...
Yeah, I know, and I'm such a, ogre. You know, it'll be, 39 years for me in August, and if I haven't figured it out by now, I'm probably not going to figure it out, so...
Well, we're
bear with me.
We're still praying. Anyway, young man, here we go. The word of the day. Are you ready for this?
I am braced. What is it?
All right, it's Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Yeah. After a tough day, Phil suggested to his coworkers that they should go to the local bar in Taiwan.
Taiwan. Oh yes, I kind of thought that might be coming.
Yes, you know. Taiwan.
Oh yes, thank you.
You wanted to go to Taiwan at the Chinese buffet last night, didn't you?
I think they were closed.
Were they closed?
They might have been. Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't go with me, so.
I still have two tacos in the truck for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, we get done. I'm like, hey, it's like 8 o'clock. You want to go eat somewhere? Like, no, I got two tacos in the truck. I'm like, how old are they? Oh, I got them on the way. He goes, you want them? I'm like, no, they're cold.
You know what?
I
was trying to help you.
I know you were.
But you know what? You basically just kicked me right in the taco.
So what do you do, Hank?
What do you do? All right. Here's the...
Speaking
of food is the recipe of the week. It's called Egg in a Mug with Issues.
Ah.
This is the deluxe breakdown edition.
So you had a breakdown again last night in the middle of the night?
You listen to this. This is pretty good, though.
All right.
All right. Ingredients. 2 lonely eggs.
Okay.
Okay. Hopefully, if you have 2 in your fridge, 1 would be enough, too. 1/2 a slice of toast torn by hand like it owes you money. Okay. A leftover chicken nugget that survived the purge. Salt and pepper with a little bit of emotional baggage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Optional, Phil. A single shredded cheese strand if you found clinging to the refrigerator light. Are in my truck from the tacos.
Yeah, well, there's probably some there.
All right, here's the instructions. Crack the egg into the nearest cleanish mug. Talk to it. It's your only friend now at 2:30 in the morning.
Okay.
All right. Rip the toast or nugget with primal rage and toss it in. Stir like you're casting a chaotic breakfast spell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Microwave for 30-second burst, watching it puff up. Like it's something about to fight you. Okay. When it smells edible or screams it's done, spoon it out like you're digging through a broken dream. Take a bite and say, huh. You know, just like,
huh.
What am I eating?
Making eggs in a cup. Well, all right.
Continue eating anyway because it's 2:14 in the morning. The fridge has betrayed you. There's nothing in there. Chef's note, pairs well with a lukewarm can of ginger ale and the sound of your neighbor's dog barking at ghosts.
Ah! All of these you speak from experience,
yes,
don't you?
Yes.
I'm so impressed.
It's just, yeah. Just getting them in words is tough. You know?
I can see that. Yeah. Okay.
Because on Wednesday night, I think I had a, was it marshmallows and chocolate? Kind of like a s'mores. In a microwave.
In the microwave.
Yeah.
But don't marshmallows just go whoop like the Marshmallow Man?
You got to keep smashing them.
Oh, so you shut the microwave off and you smash them.
Yes.
And then really? Okay. Well, that's good to know. Otherwise, it's like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
It's just the sad thing is that I know how to do that.
Oh, well, I don't think I'm going to try that one anytime soon.
The marshmallow one?
No, the egg one.
That's pretty good.
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
You don't like eggs in the microwave?
I guess not. I have not.
You don't have to throw a nugget in there.
Yeah, nugget. Yeah, that's, yeah. Anyway.
I usually use ham.
How come you just don't put them in a pan, frying pan?
It's 2:14 in the morning. I'm not going to cook like that.
It's probably about the same amount of preparation time, isn't it?
No.
How long do you microwave it for?
You turn it on every 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
You have to stir it.
All right.
So you get more egg in a microwave than you do.
I see. Now, June has a legitimate recipe for a cookie in a cup. Use an egg, and then you put flour, you do all your, and you microwave it. And then
it's pretty good.
Oh, now that's good.
Yeah. Can I get that recipe? Is that a no?
That would be your dessert, right?
Well, that would just be a meal at 2:14 in the morning.
Yes, it would.
Huh. So
you gotta stop eating late at night. That's just not good for you, man.
I just call it early.
Oh, it's early. It's your breakfast.
It's your breakfast.
Oh, well.
Well, anyway, if two pieces of metal touch in space, they instantly stick together. This is called cold welding. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Deep thoughts with Henry Bray.
Yeah.
Random thoughts.
And they just, pop up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at 2:14 in the morning, you're eating eggs out of a coffee mug. Oh, man. That boy ain't right.
And it's almost clean.
Yeah.
I have one more for you.
All right.
A McDonald's burger can take over 14 years to decompose if left untouched.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Or Henry's cooking.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, I hope you have a good weekend.
We will.
You deserve it.
Thank you. Well, right. I'm going to be busy. We've got to move my daughter for the 15th time.
Always looking forward to that. Yeah, you need a trailer or anything?
Well, no, I think they've got it pretty well covered and they want me to come help. But in my current condition, I can't walk that well.
But here's the thing, you just sit there and just point at them.
No, I'm going to open the door. Hey, guys, there you go. You know, so I think that's where I can be useful. And
I'm sure you're going to mess this up.
I can do, hey, pick that up. I'll do your grunting for you. I can do that too.
Should we go through like opening door classes today before you leave? I mean, we can practice letting you hold the door open.
Let me hold the door. Yeah.
We can practice if you want to.
Yeah, that might be good.
Well, buddy, I hope you have a good day. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff?
Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby.
Got a fender bender? No worries. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists has got you covered. We offer free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. Plus, for a limited time, we are giving you up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Don't let a collision slow you down. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
This day in history, 1911, the first Indianapolis 500 auto race was held at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. 1922, the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. was first dedicated. And Babe Ruth played in his last Major League Baseball game for the Boston Braves. This day in 1935, some iconic moments. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries from the Southwest Wisconsin area, courtesy of the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Birthday greetings to Kelsey Olson from Mom, Dad, and Chris and Isaiah. Greetings today to Lachlan Williamson. Happy 8th. Celebrate your special day. Love from Sarah. Have a great day today to Donald Grumpy Huffman from the Ubanians up in Yuba. From Jim and Sue to Don, have a great day today. Sue Fowle, happy birthday from Sherry and Brandy, your Woodman friends. Have a great day today to Alyssa Block from Schmidtwoodland Hills, residents and staff. Other greetings today, oh yeah, here we go, Marsha Burkhammer from Rick and the kids and the grandkids, and happy birthday to Marsha from Paul and Lou. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club saluting Valerie Muller, Denise Sackman, and Kelly Slifka. Happy birthday to Wayne Marish from Paul, Robin, and the boys. Have a great day today to Tom Osborne from Lori and the Guys, and to Valerie Muller from Lori and the Guys. Also to C.G. Whedon from St. Mary's School, Babe McElwee from Sacred Heart Parish, Denise Sackman from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club, and Kelsey Olson from Sacred Heart Parish. Happy birthday today from the R.C. Lions to Abigail Grisbeck, to Nick Shepard and Landon Prohaska, Julie Keller. Happy anniversary, Pam and Wally Kramer. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today with birthday wishes for Brittany Amell. Also to Rochelle Rowe and Mark Steadley, Jim Williams, and Heather Wiedenfeld. Happy anniversary to Denny and Candy Putz. Bloom City Town Crier saluting Tino Gomez, Alex Harris, Sherry Johnson, and happy anniversary, Wally and Pam Kramer. Also, all the best from Park Street Christian Church, and happy anniversary to Carl and Cindy Orloff from Park Street Christian Church.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items. Custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscatine. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
15 degrees right now at WRCL on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Here's Charlie Pride.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime and any place. Every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning, let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
This is Phil Nee wishing you a wonderful day. Thank you for being there for us, and we'll be back with the news from Joanne coming up next.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. Good morning. It is a cloudy 50 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. An air quality alert is in effect till 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for wildfire smoke. Those with heart or respiratory conditions should be especially cautious. Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening, with a high of 80 and west winds 8 to 17 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly. Tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms in the early evening, then clearing and comfortable with a low of 50. After a low this morning of 43, it's 50 degrees.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A powerful legislative committee has inched forward on the next state budget. Sholly Pittman reports.
On Thursday, the Joint Finance Committee approved updates to the public employee pension system and continued funding for youth firefighter training programs. They also voted to keep five call center positions at the Department of Safety and Professional Services for another 3 years. That agency handles licensing for workers in hundreds of skilled trades, from electricians to nurses. Democrats on the committee pushed to make those staff positions permanent and to add even more staff to help speed up licensing. They point out the agency is self-funded through licensing fees. But with Republicans holding the majority, those changes didn't make it in.
Deb Andraka says the Department of Safety and Professional Services has been a success story deserving of support.
The median time to get a license is only 15 days. But instead, we are taking things away and we are jeopardizing the customer service, excellent customer service, that we should be providing to Wisconsinites. So for me, it's more like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Committee co-chairs Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne issued a statement that the Republican budget investment ensures the agency can continue to operate effectively and provide critical services. Concerns are raised following State Public Service Commission approval of two new natural gas-fired power plants in southeast Wisconsin. The PSC signed off last week on the We Energies plants, part of a $2 billion project to respond to expected increases in energy demand from new AI data centers. Tom Content was with the Citizens Utility Board representing utility customers. Content says if that data center income doesn't pan out, residential and small business ratepayers could be saddled with cost. We Energies expects to begin work on the plants in Oak Creek and Kenosha County next year, part of a more than $2 billion plan to invest in natural gas infrastructure in response to expected increases in energy demand in southeast Wisconsin, much of it driven by data centers which require large amounts of power. Environmental groups are concerned, too, although the gas plant proposed for Oak Creek would be less polluting than the coal-fired We Energies units it would replace. Attorneys for the Milwaukee County judge charged with interfering with immigration agents say she is immune from prosecution. Attorney Dean Strang argues in a brief filed Thursday that Judge Hannah Dugan is protected by 400 years of legal precedent and that a judge has absolute authority in her own courtroom. The brief states that Dugan's arrest by the FBI is a federal overreach and a violation of the 10th Amendment, which lays out states' rights to their own governance. Federal prosecutors accused Dugan of assisting a man sought by ICE in eluding agents by preventing them from entering her courtroom and sending the man out another exit. A Mexican national who threatened President Donald Trump is in Wisconsin illegally. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The man being held in the Dodge County jail that authorities say threatened to kill the president illegally entered the country nine times. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced yesterday that federal authorities arrested 54-year-old Ramon Morales Reyes, a Mexican national. He allegedly threatened to shoot the president in a letter sent to an ICE officer. Morales Reyes has a history of illegal entry into the U.S. and prior arrests. He's being held in Dodge County pending deportation proceedings.
Sarah Stibbe with the Richland Hospital and Clinics was recently announced as the 2025 recipient of the Rural Health Ambassador Award. This accolade, created by the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative, is presented annually to a hospital employee who has gone above and beyond the call of duty in promoting their respective organizations and made significant contributions to rural health care in general. Stibbe's dual title of Administrative Assistant for Patient Care and Volunteer Program Director might offer insight into her day-to-day work, but it's only the tip of the iceberg. She restarted Club Scrub, a volunteer educational program designed to expose middle school students to the varied world of healthcare professions. She also collaborates with local schools to coordinate volunteer opportunities for teens at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and school-to-work programs for high school students. Stibbe is also often the first in line to assist partners of the Richland Hospital and Clinics to carry out fundraising events and is a primary organizer for Holiday Giving Trees. A kids' cooking competition is part of the fun of Meat Fest in Green Bay this weekend. Here's Lisa Hale.
Meat Fest is coming to the Rush Expo on Saturday. And while Meat Fest in itself is an event to experience, within the event is a competition that fans of cooking shows like Top Chef, MasterChef Junior, and Chopped will love. Amy Shadian, the event's designer, said the kids' cooking competition will shake things up a bit for Meat Fest.
They had to submit their information, a recipe of something that they're really proud of, and then a one-minute video of why they should be chosen. The videos were so cute. I'm so excited to see these kids in person. They just have such personality, and it's just going to be fun to watch.
Two groups of kids will compete, 8 to 12-year-olds and 13 to 17-year-olds. Doors for Meat Fest at the Resch open at 11 a.m. Saturday.
It's Senior Farmers Market voucher time. Grant and Richland County residents 60 or older or Native American age 55 or older meeting the income requirements are eligible. The limits are $2,413 a month for an individual and $3,261 a month for a couple. Applicants may be required to provide proof of age and household income. Enrolled seniors will receive vouchers worth $25 per qualifying individual. These vouchers may be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. These vouchers are good until October 31st. Vouchers will be distributed on set dates, times, and locations during the month of June on a first-come, first-served basis. In Richland County, the first voucher distribution will be held Monday from 10 to 11 at the Community Services Building in Conference Room AB. After the last date listed in June, any remaining vouchers can be given as walk-in to the ADRC. Contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya for more information. The first date to pick up vouchers in Grant County will be held Wednesday from 11 to noon at the Platteville Senior Center. If you have any questions, please call 608-723-6113 or 1-800-514-0066. On distribution dates, please be prepared to wait. There is a limited number of vouchers for each distribution date. If you are homebound or unable to get to a distribution site, you may assign an authorized representative. Suicide is preventable. Make a connection and help save a life. Register now for a free Safe Talk training at the Richland Hospital and Clinics on Wednesday, June 18th. Safe Talk works to show anyone can make a difference with the right awareness. Each letter in the word Safe Talk holds special meaning. SAFE stands for Suicide Alertness for Everyone, and Talk provides the action steps. Tell, ask, listen, and keep safe. The class has shown proven success in preventing suicide by encouraging open communication and using a four-step process to help someone who is struggling. The Safe Talk session in Richland Center will be held at the Richland Hospital and Clinics Wednesday, June 18th from 10 to 2. Registration is required as there is a 20-person limit. Register online at richlandhospital.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, one quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Friday, May 30th. Catherine Maud Kate Flansburg, 99, of Boscobel, died Monday. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock this morning at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Maud Kate Flansburg, 99, of Boscobel. Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held this morning from 11 until 1 with a 12:45 prayer service at the Reedstown Advancement Association building in Reedstown. Burial will be in the Manning Cemetery, rural Viola. The Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua is assisting the family with arrangements for Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge United Methodist Church. Burial in the Viola Cemetery will take place at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Casanova American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday, June 20th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice, or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova. Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died Tuesday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Miss Purdy and Nestor will be out and about on the following dates, accompanied by their donkey crew, members of the American Legion Auxiliary 13 and American Legion Post 13. They will be at Harvest Guest Home today. Visit with residents, staff, and, of course, Miss Purdy and Nestor at any of the stops. ABC News on WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consignment clothing for the whole family. Looking for a high today of 80 after a low of 43, it's 50 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. The White House putting forth another peace plan for Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Tel Aviv.
President Trump and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff submitting this new ceasefire and hostage release plan with Israeli backing. The idea is a 60-day ceasefire, the release of 10 living hostages and the bodies of 18 others. In exchange, Israel would release some Palestinian prisoners, withdraw its forces to a buffer zone, and allow more vital aid in.
Hamas said to be reviewing the document, but acceptance is doubtful because Hamas wants a commitment to end the war completely. The White House says President Trump will have a big announcement today. It will involve Japan's Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel. It'll be in Pennsylvania to do it. A federal judge has extended an order blocking the Trump administration's attempt to bar international students from enrolling at Harvard University. An appeals court letting the Trump tariffs stand temporarily after the U.S. Court of International Trade ruled they amounted to presidential overreach. This is ABC News.